Did you win? Nate asked. He spoke in almost the same tone of voice my wife would use some years later when I came home half drunk after a Thursday night poker game. Actually, I did. I had gravitated to a table where Ronnie was playing and had lost three of my remaining $6, then drifted to another one where I won them back, and a couple of more besides. But I had never gotten around to the geosyncline or the mysteries of tectonic plates. Nate was wearing red and white striped pajamas. He was, I think, the only person I ever shared a room with in college, male or female, who wore pajamas. Of course, he was also the only one who owned Diane Renee Sings Navy Blue. As I began undressing, Nate slipped between the covers of his bed and reached behind him to turn off the study lamp on his desk. "Got your geology all studied up?" he asked as the shadow swallowed his half of the room. "I'm in good shape with it," I said. Years later, when I came in from those late poker games and my wife would ask me how drunk I was, I'd say, "I only had a couple," in that same chipper tone of voice. I swung into my own bed, turned off my own light, and was asleep almost immediately. I dreamed I was playing hearts. Ronnie Malenfant was dealing. Stoke Jones stood in the lounge doorway, hunched over his crutches and eyeing me, eyeing all of us, with the dour disapproval of a Massachusetts Bay Colony Puritan. In my dream, there was an enormous amount of money lying on the table, hundreds of dollars in crumpled fives and ones, money orders, even a personal check or two. I looked at this, then back at the doorway. Carol Gerber was now standing on one side of Stokely. Nate, dressed in his candy cane pajamas, was on the other side. "We want information," Carol said.
"You won't get it," I replied.
In the TV show, that was always Patrick McGoohan's reply to number two. Nate said, "You left your window open, Pete. The room's cold and your papers blew everywhere." I couldn't think of an adequate reply to this, so I picked up the hand I'd been dealt and fanned it open. 13 cards, and every one was the Queen of Spades. Every one was La Femme Noire. Every one was the bitch.